further advancement, you should also give up the means. That is, you should not become attached to the liberation itself. As I have advised you, my dear sons, you should act accordingly. Be very careful. By these means you will be freed from the ignorance of the desire for fruitive activity and do not have bondage in the heart. Be completely severed. For further advancement, you should also give up the means. That is, you should not become attached to liberation also. The process of liberation is Brahma Jignasa, the search for the Absolute Truth. Generally, Brahma Jignasa is called Neti Neti, the process by which one analyzes the existence to search out the Absolute Truth. This method continues as long as one is not situated in the spiritual life. Spiritual life is Brahma Bhuta, the self-realized state. In the words of Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakamshati Samasarvesh Bhuteshu Madbhaktim Labhate Param. One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state he attains pure devotional service unto me. The idea is to enter into Parabhakti, the transcendent devotional service of the Supreme Lord. To attain this, one must analyze one's existence. But one is actually engaged in devotional service, he should not bother seeking out knowledge. By simply engaging in devotional service undeviatingly, one will always remain in liberated condition. Manchayo avyabhijarena bhakti yogena sevate sagunam samatitvaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. The unflinching execution of devotional service is itself Brahma Bhuta. Another important feature in this connection is Anena Yogena Yathopadesam. The instruction received from the spiritual master must be followed immediately. One should not deviate or surpass the instructions of the spiritual master. One should not be simply intent on consulting books, but should simultaneously execute the spiritual master's order, Yathopadesam. Mystic power should be achieved to enable one to give up the material conception. But when one actually engages in devotional service, one does not practice mystic yoga system. The point is that one can give up the practice of yoga, but devotional service cannot be given up. Atma aramasya manayo nirgandhatu urukrame kurvanti ahaitiki bhaktim ittaham bhutaguno hari. Even those who are liberated must always engage in devotional service. Atma aram. One may give up the practice of yoga when one is self-aware, but at no stage can one give up devotional service. All other activities for self-realization, including yoga and philosophical speculation, may be given up, but devotional service must be retained at all times. Om Ajnana Tiridangasya Jnananjana Talakaya Chakshurum Vilidam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadama Yantadati Svapadantakam జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీ ఆచారి గౌరవభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే తయ్యర్ ఓవరాల్ టూ పాయింట్స్ సార్ ఎంఫసైజ్ వన్ ఈజ్ సబ్మిషన్ టు ది గురు అండ్ సెకండ్ ఈజ్ హౌ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఈజ్ ది మీన్స్ అండ్ ఎండ్ ఆల్సో generally the means is there and end is something else just like you want money is the end but the means you have to work similarly you want mystic powers you have to practice yoga system and then you attain mystic powers then they are yours Whereas spiritual life means it is our eternal occupation, Sanatana Dharma. If you don't practice spiritual life, then you will fall down. So you have to do something else, mental activity or physical activity. Because you are a living entity, you cannot be quiet. You have to be doing something, some nonsense, some materialistic thing, some mental thing. But when you are engaged in devotional service, then you will know all etiquette, maryada. The devotional service is nourishing the soul, so it will enrich your spiritual qualities. But when you are in mental platform, you run into many disturbances. That's why Prabhupada quoted this sloka. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Bhakti is far away thing. Bhakti is a very advanced state. Like after Karma Yoga, after Jnana Yoga, after Dhyana Yoga. You cannot equate Bhakti Yoga to other yogas. Other yogas are the means to Bhakti Yoga. Once you reach to Bhakti, just like in my own case, until I met a bona fide guru, I don't know what to do. Like for any young man, when the age comes, sex thoughts will be haunting you. They will be attacking you. So when I was inside, I thought, why should this bother me? I should become free from this. It is something pushing me. It should be. It's like Bhagavad Gita says, Atakyana prayatyoyam papam charati purusha anishinapi varsneya baladiva niyojita. Spiritual activities are natural activities of the soul, but otherwise we are pushed. That's why people commit nonsense, sin, unwanted, unnecessary. They know that it is not necessary, but still, as if they are pushed. So, atakena prayuktayam papam charati purusha. Why a person Just like you people have come for spiritual life. Your business is simply to follow the instruction. And you do nonsense, mess up things, mess up everybody. And the result is your spiritual life is in chaos. Simply your business is, but the mind is not cooperating. What can you do? The mind is stubborn, idiotic, and creativeness. So, atakena prayate, papam te. So, Prabhupada also says, mind can be controlled when you actually let yourself be controlled by the instructions of the Guru. Otherwise what? Otherwise the mind will go on trips. Here, there, you don't know where it will lead you to. That may be late. They say opportunities don't come always. Because you're a spiritual master and you are not careful, you are on your mental trips. And Krishna may take away the opportunity. You're not ready for spiritual life. And it is said when you're staying with Vaishnavas, you are the both sides of the coin. When you're staying with Vaishnavas, if you are trying to be submissive, please them, you will have rapid advancement. And then you create headaches, disturbances. Then from where you are, you will fall down from there also. So, that's with Vaishnavas, you please them, Krishna is pleased, and so much will happen. You displease them, Krishna is displeased, and you don't know what Krishna wants to do. You don't know. So the point is, the mind can only be controlled when you don't act independently. It's understandable. The moment you begin to distinguish, I will follow this, I will not follow this, you are already on a mental platform. So the whole process, adho sraddha, is sraddha. The spiritual master is supposed to be sober, supposed to be equal, is supposed to be well-wisher, is supposed to be knowing what instructions to give to bring a person to the status of devotional service. Right now, we are in the modes of material nature. When we are in tamogun, we fight, yell, and all that. When we are in rajogun, we hanker for name and recognition. When you are in sattvagun, then it is my duty. Krishna is fully in control, it is my duty. But this is the, what do you call it, this is the process of devotion service. Adho sraddha. And then follow the other things. Adho sraddha. Tada sadhu sangha, ananda nivritti, nishta, vichi, asakti, bhava, prema. When you love for somebody, you don't have any expectations. Just simply want to please, suppose, say, you want to love Krishna. You don't put conditions to Krishna. That's how we read daily in the Mangalarti. Krishna, you are my unconditional Lord. You are free to do anything and everything. You may handle me roughly by making me broken-hearted. You may embrace me because you are my unconditional master. Simply, that's why it is the last sloka. Once you follow the process like that, I am not expecting anything. Just it's one-sided. Business is two-sided. In business, I give you something, you give me something, that is business. But love, it is one-sided. Once you decide to love God or love somebody, if you really, then you don't have I don't have any expectations, gains or interest. Just I want to, that is called love. Love is only one track. Arival. Tiyalanta. Gudalana yalanta. Are you just an arival? Gift shop will paint us today in Pulisa. Gudal Gapandi, Saman to the movie yalanta. Any other man? One side means what happens? You go and fall in the ditch or what? What will you do? No, you love somebody, just you want to give yourself everything. Just you want to please the other person. Whether he likes you or not, whether he reciprocates you or not, that is love. Just like mother, children will be fighting, children will be uncooperative, stubborn. But mother is all right. That is God, no? Like, this is mother. So similarly, we are trying to come to the stage not having any expectations, not having any, then we'll be very happy. If you have expectations, you'll be frustrated. Who will be happy in devotional service? Who will be always cheerful? A person, one who has no expectation for himself. I just want to make everybody happy. I just want to give everything to Krishna. Then you are a happy person. Krishna will awaken that realization in you. So the point is that at least if you are Madhyamadhikari, there are three levels. Devotional service, Kanishta. Kanishta will at least listen. Kanishta, I am a fool, I am an ignorant person. Let me just submit, cooperate, see what Krishna wants. And then if you are Madhyama, you don't have to be told also. You will just know. You understand your superior, or you understand whom you are trying to love. So let me forego my interest. Let me make her happy. Let me serve. Madhyamadhikari, he has already come to a stage where he doesn't have to be suggested also. Not that, in any case, in spiritual life, even for dealing with a Kanishta Adhikari, there is no force. But that is the way of Surya. In spiritual life, this is this, this is this. If you don't, then you are getting stuck. Spiritual life, everything is by suggestion. People come voluntarily. I want to advance in spiritual life. So, because we are not very smart, sometimes we have to be told. Maybe one time, two times, three times. This is the spiritual life is not the source. So then just leave it all that. I cannot handle it. They are not ready. Krishna will take care. What will have to happen? So, Madhyamadhikari. If you are Madhyamadhikari, you know how to not disturb others, how to not be disturbed somebody. Say Madhyamadhikari is staying with some Kanishthadhikaris. And Kanishthadhikaris, they bump into this and that. And Madhyamadhikari knows that they are beginning, so they make mistakes all right. They have to take it easy. As time passes on, then they will learn. Just like when we become advanced, then we laugh at ourselves. Why did I behave like that? Why did I behave like this? Now we think we are doing right. But when you actually become advanced and you look back, how you dealt with different situations, then you may say, why did I act like a fool? Why did I act so crazy? That's the way. Kanishthadhikari. And Uttamadhikari, anything happening to him, no disturbance, like Prahlad, simply smiling. Anything, anything. Because he believes that Krishna is personally arranging things for him. That is the Uttamadhikari. Personally, like Pandavas, they are not complaining. They are not procrastinating, you know, all fault finders. Simply everything, like I am a devotee, say, and Krishna is arranging some people. So I should not have any complaints. Krishna has given me this kind of facility, this kind of manpower, and if I am a devotee, how can I try to, with these things, how can I render service to my Lord? You know, in Pune they are fantastic devotees. My team, they are all nonsense devotees. What can I do? You know, people donate a lot of money here and there in Punjab. But here, people are very stingy. No complaints. If you are a devotee, Krishna knows what I am eligible for. Krishna knows when to do what. No? That's true. So, and then nicely, whatever. A devotee or a Brahmin is never a complaining character. A devotee, whatever, I have come here to render service to the Lord, and whatever the situation, let me peacefully. If you don't have peace, where is the question of bliss? Even if you don't have peace of mind, where is the bliss? All grand imaginations, when will that day come? So, the first business of spiritual life is submission. Just, it's more than military business actually. Spiritual, you know, we compare spiritual life with military. In military, there is no questioning. Come on, everybody be ready by 6 o'clock here on the field. No excuses. Maybe you may go beforehand and tell him. But otherwise, you cannot be lazy. You cannot give lame excuses. They will bang you in military. So this is more than voluntary because it's voluntary. Devotional service is voluntary. Military it is compulsory. Because you have joined military, you have to strictly follow your authorities. You have to strictly follow your authorities. But in spiritual life, out of love and trust, simply I have come voluntarily, then why should I create headache? Why should I create problem? And immediately, the moment you create problems for the superiors, you lose your peace of mind. You are completely tottering. The whole process, there is a break. Spiritual life will go on as you carefully follow your seniors. That's all spiritual life about. Prabhupada told, if there is an intelligent man and a fool, one time I think he told it in a story form. One boss was doing an interview to select a person to his job in the office. So the candidates are coming. One guy who first entered was very good in the subject. This, like this, he says. But there was no carefulness how he is dealing with and how he is. So you are coming, gently closing the door or making a little supplication. Gentle behavior. And then even you may know things, but you will speak politely because you are dealing with your superiors. That is humbleness. But that was not there. But otherwise you are very good in his subject. So maybe he is a chartered accountant, maybe he is an engineer. And if this problem, what will you do? I will do like this. Every boss wants submissive people. That will enable to do a lot of things. So you are not wasting your energy on negative argument, discussions, debates, and all that. Smooth. So generally, every boss is looking for a good staff, people who are a little controlled in mind, so that things can go on smoothly. So the second fellow came. The second fellow came and he was very polite in his demeanor, in his manners. And he was asking some technical questions. He was not exactly right. But otherwise he was a very submissive guy. Who was selected? It was a body of people who are interviewing. One is a head, and there are two, three other people. And then the interview is over, and the guy who has done mistakes in his technical expertise, but otherwise he is a simple cooperative person. So the boss selected this guy. They said, he's a very simple, innocent guy, he's not very competent at the subject. So the boss said, no, we can train them because he's cooperating. The other guy, he doesn't catch our point. So, and also, you know, that famous story Prabhupada told about in Germany, there is a music school. And people were applying for admission. And two candidates came for learning guitar or saxophone, whatever, or keyboard. Who brought some keyboard player? You have taken his. He did not bring his teacher, huh? So come in. Call his teacher. He said he will bring in the evening. Call. Then we can engage in some of our functions if you can play well. So, in that music school, there also interview was going on, and one guy who is a half-baked guy, you know, he himself was learning, doing this and that. The other guy is a brand new person, wanted to learn. So this first fellow was trying on his own different things on the instrument. And then they tried. He was very awkward because he was not trained systematically. Then they thought, they told your fee is 500 rupees per month. All right, sit there. The other guy came. He said, no, I am totally a new person, but I have good interest in that. I don't know nothing about the instrument, how many keys will be there, I don't know nothing. I don't know. So your fee will be 300 rupees per month. Then this guy stood up. What? And I know keyboard for so many years and I am using this and that. And they are charging me 500 rupees. And this guy, he doesn't know anything. And they are charging 300. It's injustice. Then he explained, because they are all very senior people, mature people. They must have seen students like that many, many. He said, it's a headache to train you. Because you are into many things on your own. To bring you on the right track is difficult. But this guy, so he simply doesn't know anything, we can train him right away. Actually, Prabhupada told about Indians and Americans, same thing. Prabhupada told, all the Americans become very nice devotees. They are with the Guru so much, they are such faith, they are so enthusiastic, as soon as they listen what the Guru wants to say, immediately. Prabhupada, let's just do it. Because they understood the Guru principle. But in India, they are all very egoistic. They are into many nonsense practices. And so that is the problem with Indians. If an Indian is qualified, he will be a very good disciple. He knows the nobody has to tell him anything because the culture is there in him, how to behave in a spiritual life, how to submit. That's a Prabhupada immediately gave sannyas to Bhaktichara Swami, he immediately gave sannyas to Gauravan Swami, he immediately gave sannyas to Radha Govind Maharaj, immediately, just meeting because they are mature for spiritual life. Why don't you take sannyas? In father said, we are here for 15 years, 20 years. Prabhupada never talked about sannyas. The brahmachari sannyas. Just he told Bhaktichara Swami, rather take sannyas. Just they met and next day. So they are all puzzled. The later, the question of consciousness, they know how to behave with the Guru Maharaj, how to take his instructions properly. Otherwise, Indians are generally insincere. That is also there. Because they already know Guruji, this, that. So they take Guru also on a trip. Like this, Maharaj, like that. He doesn't try to understand what is the mood and mind of. The point is that we have to try to fulfill the order of the Guru. And then we start telling him like this, like that, headache. All right, Baba, do what you want. Go. Yeah? What can you say? No? Spiritual life simply is a process of how to be a good follower. Just be a follower. And Krishna will bless you like anything. The secret of spiritual life, whenever, because this is the principle of spiritual life, the moment that principle is at stake, no matter how intelligent you are, that's what we try to do. I have my seniors, they may not be my guru also. Simply my business is suggestion, let me do it and make him happy. He's not my guru. But I have my senior, so etiquette is that you should make your seniors happy. Don't try to, I know, like that, don't try to, etiquette is very important in spiritual life. Very, very. The moment you displease the Vaishnava, your bhakti is gone, your intelligence is gone, your health is gone. So whenever you offend, this is told, you know, where in the case of when these people, Mother Devaki, Mother Devaki, she has she had 6 children, they died. And then after that, Mother Devaki demanded from Krishna, "Now you brought so many people back to life. What about your brothers? What about my children? You are bringing back to life so many dead children. I want to, you know, my children, as soon as they are born, Kamsa kill them. I want to." Then he brought. Then the, who are they in their past life? Why did they take birth and soon they died? Their vasus, asta vasus. They came as the children by curse. And then after the curse they went back. So they told, what was the curse? When Brahma did a mistake, Brahma is the Pitamaha. And these vasus are like very grandchildren. But by Krishna Sarina, Brahma did some mistake. So these juniors, subordinates, they should not poke their nose. Suppose Gopal Krishna Maharaj and Radhanath Swami are fighting for some differences. It is not your business. You don't take sides. It's not my business. They are the people, what Krishna wants, they'll decide. But for yourself, you are respectful to both. No, no parties. So this the vasus, they ridicule Brahma. Immediately, Brahmaji cursed them. They fell down. And they had to become mortals. They are not anymore demigods. They become mortals. And they had to take birth in the womb. Generally, demigods, they don't take birth in the womb. They appear from the mind, they are created and like that. Anyone who is born from a womb, he will be under the 3 modes of material nature. So, other demigods they are also, but they are not so much in tamogun and rajogun. They are in satogun, that's also conditioning. But they are much, much better. That's why they are demigods. So, they were cursed. That time, Bhagavatam says, anyone who offends seniors by age and by knowledge, both ways, we should not insult people who are older to us. All immaturity. We don't know. We are in our own mental. So we try to, so that's why this education. What is all this Bhagavatam about, class about? We are mentally trapped. We only know what our mind is saying, but we don't know what is the right thing. So, these vasus, they behave like that and they fell down. Then he says, because they offended Brahma, is a Pitamaha, who are they? He has seen so many yugas, so many manvantaras and all that. And this is just their born upstart. So the result is that whenever you offend a senior person to you, knowingly or unknowingly, sometimes out of ego, knowingly you do it, sometimes unknowingly. Unknowingly is all right. So immediately you correct yourself, you apologize, because you unknowingly you do it and you are a simple good person, you come and apologize for my misbehavior, please. in a haste or unaware I did this, please forgive me. Vaishnavas are very merciful. But people, everybody do mistakes. The thing is, who wants to learn? Who wants to learn and not repeat it again? That is a serious student. Every student will make mistakes. But a serious student, he will realize his mistakes and he will try to make sure. Otherwise, like, you know, I was saying in the morning, like dogs, fight, after 2 days meet, again, teacher jatero, sir, fight. What is this? Doggish business. Very good people, devotees, they are very careful not to get into differences in the beginning itself. Even the other man is like that, or what about my gentlemanly behavior? So the other man behaves rough, then, you know, it's okay. I want to ignore this, because I want the relation to go on, like that. Now, Vaishnavas, they are very expert. Vaishnavas are very expert in psychology, very expert in human relationships. That's how they make all these big organizations. So, the whole Bhagavad Gita is Manovijnana. What is Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita is nothing. How to make muscles, how to make money. Bhagavad Gita is nothing. It's not teaching these things. How to develop your mind so that circumstances may be favorable or unfavorable. How you don't lose your balance. How you can win the other party and then do good to them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Grandharasimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.